Firstly, just a very quick follow-up note. If you're interested in pursuing our reading of the sugya yesterday about the sheep at the end, and is actually picked up upon. He doesn't say the identical thing we said, but essentially picks up on the same issue. If you want to look in the tzlach and see what he has to say here, he has centered this particular issue. He takes a slightly different tack. He asks the question slightly differently, but fundamentally his reading of the Gemara is the same, so I would say that we read well. So now I want to go back and start to deal with a few of the issues. The first one is the question of the braisa that's quoted on the bottom of Lamed Hayom Beis, which is that Shasosa Shemin Sof Shuma Mishanas Akkarim Mishanas Achomer, Shasof Shemin Sof Shuma Mishanas Akkarim Mishanas Achomer. Where is that braisa? Well, the answer is nowhere. If you found that braisa anywhere in Trumas, Mishnayos or Tosefta, then you are a lucky man, but the rest of us will be unlucky because it is not there. What do we find there? So if you take a look in for that Yonatan, you get to read. Okay. Sure. Read the Tosefta, Rav Shimon Omer.
Rav Shimon Omer, Hasach Yayin Shal Truma, Shodi, Mishalim et Dekar, Ve'inu Mishalim et Dechomish.
Okay, you know what happens when you anoint yourself with, let's say you wash your hands in oil, you know what you get? Soft hands. When you wash your hands in wine, you know what you get? Sticky hands. Okay. So person is Sach Yayin Shal Truma. So shogeg mishalim is a caravan mishalim is a chomish, which is what we would expect. It's not really called sicha because people don't use wine to sicha. You know what people use wine for?
Drinking.
And if they can't use it for drinking, you know what else you use wine for? Right? What? Zilof. It's a gemara at the end of the first parak in Pesachim. The part that nobody learns because it's in the sugya mechayin iskanikon at the end. Zidu zilof. Did you do iskanikon with me? No, only Nissan did it with me. It was a lunch here when we did shiur in Pesachim a few years ago. So at the end of the sugya, kind of like yayin theoretically is right in the zilof, which is you would sprinkle it in the air to dust that, to keep the dust down. They have to do that generally because remember they lived in dirt houses, so sometimes things would get dried out, very dusty. So they would sprinkle a little water. You see this adayom hazeh, in cultures where there's a lot of dust, they'll sprinkle water on the stones to keep the dust down. So you could use wine, and it would be very fragrant. So, but normally wine is used for drinking, certainly not for sicha. Next. All right, so I don't really care about that. There's nothing left in this that's particularly relevant to us. However, if you look in the source in the back, what do you have there? Well, you have a couple of problems there. The problem is, how did they print it there? A couple of you were reading this, and this shows you the need to read so carefully. We read quickly, but a couple of you were reading this and missed the fact what the difference was. What did Tosefta say to us? And our Tosefta says Mishan is a Kerbein and Shan is a Chomash, which is just wrong. If you look in Saviad Erfurt of the Mishnah, of the Tosefta, excuse me, you will find that the Nusach is Hasach Shem and Shal Truma, Mishalim es HaKeren, Mishalim Kerem HaChomash. Which makes sense. Where is Shosa Shem and Shal Truma? So the answer is it's not in the Tosefta in the back of your Gemara. It's not in the Vienna manuscript that Lieberman uses as his main text. It is in Sadir Efrin. At the end of the Halacha, you have a Shosa Shem and Shal Truma. And one other thing, I think that what else, maybe one other one thing, Ein Mishalim Esach Akerim, Ein Mishalim Esach Chomesh. Now, I don't know whether that, there are two possibilities in that Tosefta. Either represents in the original version of something that looks like this Braisa, or more likely that Tosefta has been edited in light of this particular braisa in the Bavli. That is my preferred choice of reading, because very, very often, there are two main manuscripts of the Tosefta, one which is the entire Tosefta, it's the one that Lieberman thought to be better, and he used for his edition, which he only got up to, the last text we have is Bava Basra. There are bridges that it's published on that, starting from Brachos all the way through. But Vienna covers the entire Tosefta, and then there was a manuscript that a German Rabbi Zucker Mandel discovered in the late 19th century, which was Saviad Erfurt, that was the city's library in which it was located, which only goes to the beginning of Zvachim. He used that as the basis of his edition until he got to Zvachim when he had to use the Vienna manuscript. So Saviad Erfurt, very often, Ephraim is telling me that some of the scholars are issuing a more nuanced approach to this, but traditionally the way in scholarship, that's not a contradiction, the way Saviad Erfurt was seen was something that tended much more often to match the Nusach of the Braisa found in the Bavli, which would suggest that it was more likely edited that way. Often, very often, again, most of the time it's not the case. Most of the time the manuscripts line up, and very often they're different than the Bavli. Typically, when you have a Bavli, Yerushalmi, and then the Tosefta, you have a Brice in all three. Much more often than not, the Yerushalmi and the version in the Tosefta, especially the Tzadi Avena, tend to be pretty much the same. When there's an outlier, it's the Bavli, and sometimes the Tzadi Erfurt, which would suggest that the Tzadi Erfurt was influenced by the Nuschos found in the Bavli, let's put it that way. So anyway, in this particular case, it doesn't matter, it's most likely that the Tzadi Erfurt tax on the end of because in light of his rice in the Bavli. And the Rambam quotes both dinim, and which doesn't tell you what the Rambam had in the Tosefta. In all likelihood, all the Rambam did was take the Tosefta plus this rice and put them together, because these are two examples of sikh and shtia, which is not the normal way of doing sikh and shtia, and therefore you're like a mazik in Mishalam Sakharim and Mishalam Sakhomish. Okay. That was the first topic I wanted to look at. Just look at the Rambam very quickly. The other thing, you get to read this, and then I'll put someone else. No. Where?
Which Rambam?
Rambam is. No, I think I didn't want that. I want. Yes, I'm sorry, I do want that. I take that. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Being Gadol would be in Gitanim, for Ochel Truma Chutzlaretz. The Ochel Oshota Pachlo Bukazayas, the Nazir Shoshoki Vishote Yan Shaltruma, Vishota Shanon Vasaka Yan, Kol Eli Mishalman at the Karen below at the Chomer.
Right. So all these are cases where you were Masik, in effect, but you didn't eat the Truma or eat it yourself. And if you're Masik Banam Bukatanim, you're a Masik. If I take your lunch, you know, and I give it to Shimon to eat, so I owe you money because I stole your lunch and I gave it to Pete. So you have to pay the Kohanim, but only Karen not Chomer. If you eat or drink less than a kezias, why are you not chayef to pay chomesh? Not a trick question, right?
No,
you're not chayef. You're not chayef to pay chomesh. Now, what about yishta?
Ooh,
interesting. Yishta. That's going to be a topic.
No, but it's not. It shouldn't be a
kezias. That's briefly touched upon there. It's going to be touched upon much more when we do the latter part of the sigya that's not on the page about fruit juices. There's a much more extensive discussion in a real way. Let's say you take animal chelev and you heat it up, and rather than being a solid, it's now a liquid, and you drink it. Are you chayav?
Presumably
not. Ki kol ochel chelev. Why does that sound disgusting?
I don't know. It's drinking fat, sounds like drinking oil.
Fat is delicious. It's the best part of meat. And probably pop in very healthy for you too. So,
yeah, but is shtia not a type of
achilah? Well, that's the Gemara in Chulin. Daf Kochav is going to have an extensive discussion because it ties into the sugya later in our parak, which we're doing next, about fruit juices. About dvash, dugsha. Okay. Anyway, in the meantime, now let's talk about the next issue. The question is, what does uzuke mazit le mean? And what does it imply? Meaning, what do the words mean? And, which we discussed the possibilities yesterday, and then what is the din afterwards? So Rashi wrote, Ozuke Mazik, go ahead. Oh, let's pick on someone else. I'm going to keep Ezra not from moving around, so if Ezra can slide and read at the same time, that'd be very impressive. Yeah, Rashi on the Hamad base, Ozuke Mazik. 10-15 lines.
So it's damage into the body. The ein zula, rein zula tiba, and that's not achila. She's given a bracha, the gabi bracha of
All right. So Rashi says that uzuke, what he says here at least, uzuke mazik, right, is that it's really bad for you, and therefore that's not called achila. It's not that you're being mazik, the shemen. Now, what would it even be relevant to say? How could it be that you're mazik the shemen?
You're preventing it from being used the way it's supposed to be?
Right. You have the alternative means being for you're prevented from being used in the optimal fashion.
That's not what Rashi says.
No, it's not what Rashi says. I'm asking, why is the other even a possibility? Now, if you think about it, it's a little bit subtle, but in one of them, it's not called achila, Rashi, because it's not derech achila. In the other, now I understand, you don't make a bracha because you didn't eat. That's not called achila. No different than we say if you swallow a tasteless pill, swallow a capsule. You don't make a bracha. It's not called achila. Not food. So here, this isn't the way people eat. Presumably, you don't really get so much hana that way because it's awful. And I don't know that it's still in use. And it wasn't, I never had it as a kid, but you know, castor oil? I don't know what it was given for. Right? Presumably, nobody would say you made a bracha on castor oil. I don't know what it was used for.
I think it was for like colds and stuff.
It was for like colds.
Okay. Another one of those things that they discover doesn't actually work. Except for probably nobody made that much money off castor oil as opposed to cough medicine. Okay, so. What does the Rambam say? So according to Rashi, what bracha do you make on it if you drink it straight? No. It's not the kind of achila which requires a bracha. Okay. Now, and what is the appeal to? What is the appeal for the pasuk? That for the brisa that shows the shem and shel tzuma? Well, the Torah says, v'ish ki yochal kodesh b'shkada. So, obviously, it's not achila, it's masik. And here's the complicated part. What does that drasha mean elsewhere? Ish ki yochal. The Gemara doesn't quote the drasha, right? Am I correct? Does it?
I don't think so.
No. But that's the drasha. Ish ki yochal kodesh b'shkaga. That is also the makor that if I burn your truma, I don't pay care of a chomesh. Or in fact, if I damage hekdesh, I'll pee the Torah, it would appear, I'm pata from paying. Ish ki yochal kodesh b'shkaga. Prat lemazik. That's the drasha. Now that is not talking about necessarily that you're damaging yourself. That means you're damaging the hekdesh. Okay. Now before we go on, let's take a now what would, by the way, what might the nafkamina be if we were to say that you're damaging the food, not that you're damaging yourself?
Well, for one, you might say bracha on it.
Ooh, sharp. What bracha would you say? But how do you beat that in the Gemara? You'd say shahako, presumably. But you wouldn't say, just because you're damaging the stuff, if you're nene from the achila, then maybe you would make a bracha. Now, you might think that that's an afghamina between these two, except for it's not true. Why is it not true? It's a great hakir, but it's wrong, because... Friday? What? And the Rambam breaks the shitasa. The Rambam says, you make a bracha, and the Rambam says, it's mazik.
Does he say that drinking oil is mazik, though?
No, but he says when it comes to achila gasa.
And you can make a shahako or a hayit on oil, like regardless.
He says you make.
He doesn't care about mazik by oil, but the Gemara.
Just hold on. Oh, don't jump to conclusions.
Does the Rambam ever,
you might fall and break your neck.
Does the Rambam ever explicitly say that there's something which is damaging to you that you make a bracha on?
Hold on.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, Ezra.
Yes.
Please read the Rambam, Perek Yud, Halacha Ches, and Hilchos Trumos. Okay.
Cuts
the mizono.
He is satisfied that he has finished his.
And what? He's repulsed by. He's repulsed. Cuts the b'chaya. To be cut to the machal means to be repulsed by.
Yeah. And so if he tries to afterward, even if he's full, eat shurma, he does not have to pay chomesh. Because it says that you should eat it, not that you should.
It says ki yochal kodesh b'shkaga lo sheyach prat lemasik, and he understands that as mazikatsma.
Right.
The chayim, lest you think it's just some of his stuff, hakoseis
seorin.
If you chew raw barley, the Gemara next thing is going to be talking about, it's got to talk about flour, a barley flour of wheat, and it also mentions kosis is achita, and that's going to come up again later. But kosis barley really is not, barley is not considered even edible in that form. Like wheat, some people will chew on, barley is really vile. That's what its assumption is. Now, he doesn't quote Shem in here, it's true.
And he also doesn't seem to do a bracha on it.
So now we look at the Ram of Hilchos Brachos Parachas Halacha Beis. Go ahead.
Hasokei Perot, Lehotimei Hen Mashi. So if you are like squeezing, juicing fruits.
No, it's not juicing fruits.
No?
If I'm not mistaken, when you juice fruits, you get the whole fruit too. You can fit the whole fruit in there. This is squeezing.
Yeah, it's like when you juice a lemon.
Oh,
like,
okay, that's...
No, I don't mean to argue, but I think like the whole craze about juicing the fruits is just picking the whole thing in a blender, as opposed to squeezing out just the liquid.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, you're getting the... Yeah, and so the mashu
comes down, the barley and the tefillah, shahakol, and the sofer, and the mashu. Okay, so we'll leave that for the sugya that's next. Now, you remember this Rambam. Chutz. He doesn't talk about the bracha chorah, presumably it's the same thing. You make a bari praise. But
if it's from
What is Mei Hashlakos? Translate Mei Hashlakos? Achsigron.
Yeah.
I don't know why it's that one. That's why Migron. What?
Oh, the vegetable.
Yeah, that's why he's just calling Mei Hashlakos. Maya the Kula Shalke. That's Achsigron. The Chayot Sevahem, meaning Achsigron, Anigron. If you put the oil in there and you have a sore throat,
which you benefit from its.
You benefit from its flavor. Then you make the bracha by praise. And why does it have to be choshesh begrono? Maybe you just like that negrono. The answer is, if it's not choshesh begrono, if you're not choshesh begrono, then the shem is a tacha. So now he says, aval. Okay. So if you drink the oil by itself, or you didn't have a sore throat, which implies Avam Shas Hashem and Levado is if you had a sore throat, or if you don't have a sore throat and you eat anigron, you make a shahakol. Either way, why? Sharei, last line. Sharei. Okay, you're not getting really from an eating perspective. It's repulsive. Now, I want to ask you the following question. Supposing you were not choshesh begrono, according to the Rambam, and you were shown to Hashem, and what would the din be? There's a machlokus and seder between Rabbeinu Ephraim and me. Do not doubt Rabbeinu Ephraim's careful reading. He read carefully. I think I disagree. I agree with you, but read carefully what the Rambam says.
It might be that because the assumption might be you're drinking straight oil because it has health benefits.
Well, because you have a sore throat.
Yeah.
So you're getting nahanah from the tam, but you're getting a different kind of hanah. As opposed to a person's stam, who doesn't have a sore throat and drinks shemen, where not only is there no hanah of the tam, but maybe there's no hanah at all, maybe the Rambam would say that you do not make even a shahakal on that.
Possible.
I don't think that that... You say that again?
I think it's possible.
That wasn't that. Do you recognize that? Okay. Never mind.
He does not say the Masu,
though. I agree he doesn't quote. The question is, why do I think that the Rambam is not being precise the way Ephraim wants to read? And Ephraim says correctly, if you read those two possibilities where you make a shakel, you either show the Shem and Levado, and while he doesn't state when your Goron is bothering you, he then continues and says, or if you were not so Shish Begrono, and drank anigra. So then, it sounds like when you were shosa the shemen, you could read it saying dafka when you had a sore throat. Or if you had anigra when you didn't have a sore throat. I don't think that's what the Rama means. I think the Rama means that if you drank the shemen alone, period, under any circumstances, or even if you did, if you weren't kosher spigrono, but and you drank it with anigma where it's not mazik, it's not the ikra anymore. That's what I think he means. Why?
If you're drinking anigra and where seven is the ikra for a sore throat, and if drinking oil for a sore throat is shahako, then you should say shahako to him anyway.
No. The reason why, when you're drinking for a sore throat, you make a bright praise if it's part of an anigron, is because that's a normal, there's a hanas achila there, hanas shtia. The Rambam says that. Your nena b'shtia, so, and the ikar is the shemen.
Does it matter if the hanam of the shtia is of the oil itself?
It is of the oil, it's just the oil straight is unpleasant. The oil, olive oil is delicious, as long as you don't try to drink it straight.
Fair enough. So
why do I think that Ephraim's being medayik too much in the Rambam? So if I were on a desert island, the one sefer I would take with me is Perish Rambam Alator. Okay, but if I were on a desert island and all I had was a volume of the Rambam, Hilchos Brachos, I might very well agree with Ephraim's read. But why do I not think that the Rambam is being precise? Firstly, let me ask you a question. I will concede for the moment, at least the simpler way of reading the Rambam, is that the two cases are, the second case is you drink shemen as part of an anigron, but you don't have a sore throat. And the first case is you do have a sore throat, and you drink shemen straight. Why did the Rambam choose to give the case that way? As opposed to just say, if you drink shemen straight, period. Or, if you drink an anigron in a case where you weren't kosher shbigrona, why did he not say it that way? He certainly could easily read, it's not mukhrach, but it's nota. So they say, it's not das Torah, but it's das nota. Das Torah means vadai. That's what it means in the Gemara. Whereas das nota means probable. So it's not das Torah that the Rambam means that way, but das nota it is. If das nota, that's what he said, not necessarily what he means. Why did the Rambam form it like that way? I don't think it's very hard.
Well, there's basically never any reason to drink olive oil.
Exactly. In other words, the Rambam, might have, I'm jokingly saying that if you weren't have a sore throat, you drank it, you might be pater from all mitzvahs and brachas because you're a shota. So it's not typical that somebody would drink olive oil straight, given that it's mazikley, unless they had a sore throat. So it's unpleasant to drink the olive oil from the vantage point of culinary perspective, but from a medicinal perspective, it has its benefits. Lewis? That's the Tashbetz's proof. You're stealing the Tashbetz's proof. Right, but the Rambam there, the Rambam is explicit. He doesn't explain. The Rambam in Aleph doesn't explain why. He just says the din. Right, that din is uncontestable. But it might just be. Let me frame it to you this way: when you eat shemen shel truma, when you drink shemen shel truma, even if it's mazik l'cha, it's also in some sense mazik the truma, because it's not an optimal use for it. So the fact that it's along with the ayin, to me, again, why does the Rambam quote by Achila Gasa and Kosis Sorek? You could have just as well said that it's mazik the stuff. He doesn't, says it's mazik the person. So the fact that the Rambam, you can't put anything from the Rambam l'chos truma. So he doesn't, by soch shemen, soch yayin shel truma, and ochel shemen shel truma. Shows the Shemitz Ruma. He can't prove it. He doesn't tell you why. But he does use the language, which is the makkah for this din. He explicitly, where he does quote that drasha, or he does paraphrase that drasha, he says it's mazik afnu, not mazik afnu. Right? In Perek Yud Halacha Ches, he says, Mishi, hizik atzmo. Shenemar ki yocha lo sheyazik es atzmo. So, but either way, it doesn't really matter. That doesn't matter in this particular part in the Rambam, I think. All that matters is that the Rambam says for sure, if you drink the oil for a sore throat, you make a shakel. He doesn't state explicitly that if you drink the oil for some kachem in the idea you've gotten through your head. He doesn't say that you make a shahakol in that case, but I think you do. Why? What compels me to say that? Doesn't compel me, but what makes me an Indian say that? Surely. So, was there a half a hand?
It was half a hand, but I took it down.
Okay. Okay, you can withdraw the answer.
You repeat the question.
What Ephraim is pointing out, correctly so, that if you read the Rambam precisely, it could very well sound as if he says that someone who has a sore throat who drinks olive oil straight makes the shahakol. Or someone who drinks anikron when he doesn't have a sore throat because the shem is tough. He doesn't say that, but that's why. But Ephraim says by implication, let's say you didn't have a sore throat and you drank the shem straight, maybe you wouldn't make the shahakol at all. Now, why am I disinclined to say that? That's nice and maybe true, but before you get there, something more basic. Pause.
I mean, what's the basis for Brit Tanan? If it's just a feeling.
Don't give me stars. What is the source for the Rambam? What is the source for almost every Rambam? The Gemara. Where's the Rambam source here? And what does the source say? So let's review the sequence of the source. The source begins with a claim in the name of Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan said earlier also that Shosei Shemen Zayis, that Shemen Zayis is Mevarech Alav Bar Preitz. So the Gemara wants to know, how did you consume the olive oil? Because normally, if you're drinking it with somebody, if you have it with somebody else, it's going to be a tough one. The Gemara already knows this. So it says, if you drink it straight, azuke mazikle. Okay, if you have it with red, it's a tough one. If you have it with an anigron, it's a tough one. Oh, you have it with anigron when it's the ikar. So when you read the Gemara introduced the idea that shows the Shem and Zayas is whatever the din is, it's not ha'eitz. Because of Zuke Mazikle, before it even is thinking about a Negron. In other words, the Gemara says, there's no reason to think that the Hashosa Shemen, that you drink it straight in the first part of the Gemara, only applies when you had a sore throat. The Gemara only comes on to that Ukimta once it wants to make it a Negron and turn it into an Ika. So it's kind of odd to argue that the Gemara means that Shosa Shemen Zaya Shotruma is. Has whatever din, it's not a bari priyat, has its other din, only in one case. It's hard to say, well, it has our eight if you had a sore throat, but it's a shakal, it's a sore throat, but nothing if it's, you don't have a sore throat. They have to taste it. The Gemara hasn't even introduced kosher shvigono yet. The Gemara just says that your shosef, shem and zai is straight, your ozoki masakle, it doesn't take explicitly, you make zero brachas, the way Rashi says. It could be you make no bracha, it could be you make shakol. But you get clear, you don't make a bari preitz. That's mukhach. You don't make a bari preitz. So to say later that the Rambam is now saying that if you drink the shemen zayis straight when you have a sore throat, then you make a shakol. But if you don't have a sore throat, you don't make any bracha, there's a big stretch in the door. That's what I am. Which is the point here as well on a different level. I mean, maybe that's what you were saying before. The point, the Masnad of the Gemara here, is that if you're nene in Achila, then you have to make a bracha. It happens to be there are different brachos. I don't remember the pratim of that particular din there, but I think it was shahako versus bar min mizonos, or shasisa, right? Which is essentially not a food. Bar min mizonos, in other words, it wasn't even a bar creates versus shahako. It was a bar min mizonos, which it just doesn't fit if it's being done before, because it's made differently. Remember, that's a case where there's a difference in how thick or thin, or not thick, the batter was. So the Maskana of the Gemara suggests that if you're nene b'achil like you're on a nigron, then you make ha'itz. But to say that somehow if you're not, we're going to split between, if you're nena l'refua, you make a shahakol, even though you got no nishena hanaf in the tam. Whereas if you're not nena at all, then you don't make anything. That doesn't make sense. Refua doesn't necessitate a birchas hanen. Refua, if I put a balm on my skin, because I have a cut, I have a burn, I don't make a bracha on it. It might thank the Rosh, but I don't make no bracha on it. So it's very hard to understand the Rambam's idea of a shahakol coming out of anything but the earlier part of the sugya. Well, you won't make aitz, of course, because there's zuke mazakah. But you can make shahakol. Oh, okay, very nice. So that's why even Ephraim is to be commended for a very careful textual reading of the Rambam. I don't think the Rambam meant to say that. Note, by the way, the Rambam also kind of forgets to say that you make a bein shalosh afterwards in the case of anikar. And the pastor says you would. Because generally speaking, if you made a shahakol, in the rare case that bread is a tafel, there's one famous case on the Gemara later, it's towards the end of the parak. We'll get to it eventually. When a bread is a shahak, when bread is a tafel, and you make a bracha on the herring, on the maliach, what bracha do you make? You know, for example, let's say you have a dip, although take heads out the same bracha. Let's say you have a dip and you use tortillas to eat it. You dip your tortilla. If the dip were the ikar, and let's say the dip, well, the problem is, it's not excluding the same bracha, won't help. Okay, but if you have your herring on a cracker, and let's say the cracker is regarded as a tafel, what bracha do you make?
You make the bracha on the herring.
Correct, you make the bracha, so you don't make
an alamecha. I'm not sure if bread would be different. I don't know of any cases where bread is tafel.
Well, there's that one famous case later. I think there are other cases as well. Some would agree with me, some of this, I think on a wrap, you know, like those very thin things that are not particularly flavorful, I think a wrap, you don't make a bracha on the wrap. People love me for that because it's a huge kula. I have other chumras too, don't worry about it. You know, take my kulas. You haven't heard the waffle story yet. We're going to learn Pasha Baba Kisnan. I'm just telling you that if you eat a breakfast or a lunch and you have a sized portion of waffles, so, or if the pancakes are made in a mold as opposed to just on a griddle on the top, you need to wash the vegetable. They pass it up a kiss.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll tell when we get to the sugya, I'll tell the story that has been told many a time. My story, my focus of my wife, and my going to ask Rashach the question. And anyway, my wife says, Klal Yisrael doesn't make hamotzi or bench on their waffles. And my response to that is, Klal Yisrael hasn't been eating waffles that long, besides which you probably shouldn't eat them anyway, they're really not good. Anyway, Ozuke Nagikle. So I'll be nene. Whatever my shitas, correct as they may be in terms of proper eating, they do not, Ozuke Nagikle doesn't mean that if you eat a box of Oreos that you don't make the bracha because of Ozuke Nagikle. You must definitely do it. In fact, if you eat a box of Oreos, you have to wash the bench.
Yeah.
More on that, we're going to have fun.
Especially
Ashkenazim. You, I want to promise you, are going to have fun learning this parak with me. My wife is not happy when I teach this parak because I come home with funny ideas. So. Okay.
Ashkenazim are so permissive
in
what we will say
Hamotzi
on in terms of
Pasuk Kisnan. No. There's no Machlokas Ashkenazim as Sfardim once you eat enough of it. The only question is Ashkenazim define regular Pasuk more broadly than Sfardim. Yes. That's all. Okay. Fine. Let's not say we did. We spoke about the Gemara in Shavuos yesterday. So the Gemara in Shavuos, as we pointed out, I don't have an answer to this question. The Gemara in Shavuos assumes that when you eat shemen or you eat shemen ayidei anigron, that's called achila, not shtiyah. So you can't prove from the pasuk ve'achal talafnei shalvecham asar degan chad yoshari tracha. You cannot prove that Ashkia is b'chal achila because it's possible. I mean, eventually the Gemara proves it, but it's possible that it's ayidei anigron, which would be considered achila. You all understand the problem. I don't know what the answer is. We discussed this a little bit yesterday.
Can you suggest that talking about two different consistencies of the anigron, like ours might be more liquidy, and that one might be more solid?
But what? So you're saying that again? But it's clear from our Gemara the normal way, presumably, is drinking. I mean, the Gemara defines it as Maya Dechule Shalke.
Yeah.
Right. That's.
Dechule makes it seem like a sauce rather than a food that
You Googled on Migram?
Yeah, we friends found like the Greek oil garum or something like that. It's like some Greek sauce, like wine and like fish sauce. It's like garum, which is something interesting.
I see, a sauce. Okay, that's
but
the
there's
thing.
There's no beets in that.
What?
There's no beets in that or any kind of root. So.
I still don't understand why the Baruch Hu said let me show up.
As opposed to me. But he says Okayotze. He says Okayotze Vaza.
I know, but.
Yeah, why did he pick off Sidron as opposed to Anigron? I don't know. He should have said Me Silka or Kayotze Vaza. Yeah, I don't know why. Okay. All right, we will resume tomorrow. And we try to finish up the sugya before we go on to drinks.